Here is the translation of the text into English. Why BMO says 2026 oil markets hinge on Trump and a coming supply wave. Natural gas prices outlook for 2026, according to Bernstein. USDA confirms bird flu case in Wisconsin dairy herd as new wildlife spillover. Rubio says not concerned about escalation with Russia over Venezuela. U.S. Farm Agency unlikely to issue more farm aid, says official. Dakota Access Pipeline should continue operating, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says. USDA updates release schedule for export sales reports, suspended by shutdown. Putin sticks to Russian demands on Ukraine, says EU robbery failed. Oil prices edge higher, but set for weekly drop as oversupply fears grow. Google, Apple warns staff with U.S. visas against international travel due to embassy delays. Business Insider reports, Roche CEO points to higher future drug prices in Switzerland after U.S. deal. Russian stocks lower at close of trade, MOX Russia index unchanged. Analysts see Ford's $19.5 billion EV write-down as reset, not retreat. S&P 500 at 8,000, gold at 5,400, Tesla to double. Here are top trades for 2026. Tesla's deliveries set to undershoot in Q4. Deutsche Bank says, BAFA lists key beauty themes for 2026. Could SpaceX one day put AI data centers in orbit? Morgan Stanley weighs in. Why there is a long way to go on agentic commerce disruption. Trump hopes North Carolina speech will bolster standing on U.S. economy. Trump enters election year with big wins and bigger political headwinds. Heading into midterm year, Trump hopes to make economy a winning issue. Eurozone consumer confidence falls to minus 14.6 in December. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index edges up, falls short of forecast. Existing home sales see modest rise, falling short of forecasts. Analysis, U.S. coffee drinkers face higher prices even after Trump's tariff reset. Fed's Williams doesn't see urgent need to cut interest rates again. In CNBC interview, Bank of England's Bailey expects inflation near to 2 cent target by late spring. Venezuelan government rejects seizure of new vessel transporting oil. Exclusive, Trump appointee inspired by a conservative media outlet to push for probe of Democratic congressman. Morgan Stanley examines economic impact as UK debates over Russian assets intensify. World Bank approves $700 million for Pakistan's economic stability. Ukraine welcomes €90 billion EU loan, despite lack of deal on Russian assets. Actis Oncology files for US IPO as biotech listings rebound. White House's Hassett tells Fox Business Trump is right where others are wrong about inflation. DOJ releases new set of Epstein files. Stocks rise with tech boost. Yen weakens after Japan rate hike. Exclusive Beyond Trading, where crypto's next real revenues may come from in 2026. HLS token launches across major tier one exchanges. Bitcoin price today muted at 88K after soft US CPI data. Grant is live. Grantix lists on Bitmart and BingX after successful IDO. Exclusive, why the $18 retirement industry now sees blockchain as key to survival. Kalshi integrates Tron Network, expanding on-chain liquidity access for world's largest prediction market. Bitcoin price today pinned at $88.3K, despite cooler US CPI data. BitMEX launches year-end gala featuring a 3.5 BTC prize pool. Built to last, CoinW marks its 2025 rise moment. 7-Eleven CEO Joe DePinto to retire, interim co-CEOs named. Intercontinental receives NASDAQ minimum bid price deficiency notice. Cathie Wood's ARK stock trades highlight Ionis Pharma sale. Vireo to acquire additional Schwazze convertible notes at discount. Hypercharge Networks appoints Chris Koch as chief operating officer. Alaska Airlines to resume Seattle-Portland flights from Payne Field. Greenfire completes $300 million refinancing, becomes debt-free.